It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Sing it. Ross, sing it.
Ross Damage Control, Rosie
Sounds like
style.
My voice in the morning.
Trimming time. We had some great advice last week from John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service on identifying what and how and parts of trimming. Well, a lot of the trimming, you know, I mean, clippers might just not do it.
Well, you know, we're talking about aging and adapting to age, and one of the parts of that is learning at a young age what kind of tools are the right tools for the right job. You know, growing up when they used to have shop class in grade school, the one of the first little things they showed was a movie called Primitive Pete. And Primitive Pete was a guy that always used a screwdriver for a chisel, or a chisel for a screwdriver, or tried to hammer in a nail with a monkey wrench, or, you know, something like that. He never used the, and of course he caused damage or hurt himself or did something. So, you know, one of the things as we start pruning,
looking in my storage shed. Huh? I got four tools: shovel, chainsaw,
vice grips,
flamethrower, and a hammer.
No vice grips?
I better go pick up some vice grips.
Yeah, you got to have vice grips and baling wire.
Finish my workshop.
Any baling wire?
Finish the workshop out with the fifth tool.
Yeah. So everybody, including myself, has tried to cut through a branch with a pair of hand pruners. That's way too big. And you end up tweaking, bending, you know, doing something else. Even the best hand pruners will only probably cut 5/8 of an inch type branch. Get bigger than the 5/8 of an inch, you got to go to a pair of loppers. Then you might be able to go to like an inch or an inch and a quarter. Then after that, saws. And of course, as we get old, do you want a handsaw? Do you want a power saw?
Oh, that's an easy answer.
And when you get into the types of saws, if you've ever been to A to Z Equipment or someplace that's a specialty tool shop, there's much more. There's always the right tool for the job. And to help us kind of walk through our yard and vision our landscape and identify different diameters, different tree types, and determining what's the right power tool, we have Dave Ross of Steel Power Equipment on the line with us.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. When we get past that 1 inch size, let's just say we're still sticking on shrubs, what ideally are we looking for? There's a hedger, an automatic, a power hedger at that point?
Yeah, the general rule is if it's bigger than your thumb, you'd want to go with something in the hedge trimmer category. We make several different models of hedge trimmers, ranging from our battery-powered electric units all the way up to fully commercial gas-powered units. And now, some of those gas-powered units are powerful enough to cut through a chain-link fence.
Now, hey, back up to that electric.
Not that you're recommending that.
No, that would definitely not be recommended.
You got to be careful what you say around this show. Rosie's in the room. he might go try and do that.
I love my steel hedge trimmer. I call it my oleander tool.
Okay.
It makes short order out of trimming.
Let me ask Dave this. One of the first things I think of when we're talking power tools and we're talking aging in place is pull starting that gas. That's not a, you know, something for, you know, weaker hands and arms to do. You said electric.
Right. Yes, we actually have both a plug-in, two models of plug-in electric, and we also have one now that runs on a 36-volt lithium-ion battery. We have a hand, normally people think of as a traditional two-handed hedge trimmer, and then we also have one that's on an extended reach pole, both of which run on the same battery. And the extended reach pole one is our latest addition to the lithium ion line.
Did he say 36 volts?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
36 volts, yeah.
36.
It's lots of power, up to 2 hours of runtime on one charge with the hedge trimmer.
And no extension cord. I don't know how many times I've cut through the extension cord with the hedge trimmer.
I think we've all done that a few times.
Or you back up and it's twisted in your leg with some of the branches and you end up tripping and you got that thing running out on the end. You're not quite sure. Okay, but maybe we don't quite need to go to the electric just yet. We're still talking gas power. Up from a hedger, what's our next graduated step up from there?
Well, if we're talking branch cutting, your next step there is to a chainsaw. And we've got chainsaws that will range from a 12-inch cut, which, again, we've recently added a lithium-ion battery-powered chainsaw to our lineup, and all the way up to the MS-880, which is 120cc, basically a motorcycle with a bar and chain attached to it.
Hang on.
Does this lithium, are these interchangeable? Could you use the same unit for the chainsaw?
All of our lithium ion products run on the exact same battery. The whole idea being, once you've bought the battery, you're basically
How long is Christmas from now?
You're starting your wish list, huh?
You guys don't do pre-purchasing for your Christmas? You know, we've got frost trimmed now. Let's just call this our Christmas gift.
Well, you know, I think we've added enough products to the line now that you could buy one a month until Christmas. We've got so many products that run on that battery.
You know, we had a caller earlier that somebody had convinced him to cut this big juniper hedge down to several feet. And, you know, John, if he'd had a little better success, if John Eisenhower's rule of thumb, if those were 3 or 4 inch stumps, he should have left them 3 or 4 feet tall. And then with that 3 or 4 inch, he'd have had to really use definitely a chainsaw to do that. But yeah, I don't know what he used to prune it. But that's the other portion. Just because you got this big power tool doesn't mean you get too carried away with, even though it's easier to prune, you still want to follow good pruning technique and good science. So that's just my 2 cents worth.
And the other side of that too is obviously the safety factor. When you're talking about a chainsaw, it doesn't cut, it files. Basically, each one of those little teeth is a small wood chisel, and you're chiseling away material. And if you've got too small of a branch, you can just hook the branch and it'll whip it towards you. And
that's why it does that. I just thought my blade was dull.
Here you go. You got too much tool, son.
That's exactly it. That is too much tool for the job. And if you're doing any cutting overhead, you definitely do not want to be up on a ladder with a chainsaw. You should get a pole saw for something like that type of an application. So if the branches are big enough that it requires a chainsaw, but it's over the top of your head, get a pole saw.
Call a tree trimmer.
Call an arborist
and let them have one of your pole saws and a belt and a safety trap and all that stuff.
That's it.
Now, Vinyl, what's the biggest I can get? Let's say I've got a tree trunk the size, you know, big around as Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I need that chopped down. What's the biggest power tool available a consumer could buy?
The biggest chainsaw currently available is our MS-880, and it will take up to an 8-foot bar.
So, what do you do with that?
And one guy can hang on to that thing?
No, the 8-foot bar has a helper handle on the other side, but it is possible to do it as one person. It's just not fun.
Not fun. Yeah, that's true. That's a job when you get to that.
Speaking of safety.
When you get a bar that big, it's actually made out of titanium, so it's lighter than you would think.
You're cutting through an eight foot trunk. That tree is what, 80 feet tall too. Ooh, so you better be careful where it's going.
At least, yeah, at least.
You know, where I could see this coming in, if you had a bunch of smaller ones, say 3, 4, maybe a little bit bigger, but you could line it up. Man, you know how much wood you could chop for the winter? You could get it like all done in about 20 minutes. Just like 8 trees at a time.
Romy, it ain't the cutting that's the problem with wood. It's the splitting.
The splitting?
One thing that I do feel that I need to add to this conversation is that when you're using any of these power tools, you should be wearing the proper safety gear. And that includes chaps.
Oh, you've seen Rosie's video then.
I've seen a video on YouTube that somebody is using a chainsaw without a pair of chaps on, and I was pretty frightened to see that.
Well, you should have been frightened just the fact that he had a power tool in his hand, period.
That bird of paradise didn't stand a chance.
No, it didn't.
No, it did not.
That goes back to my rig. Just because you got a power tool in your hand doesn't mean it's okay just to prune things as much as it will prune it.
So I guess what Dave is saying is the video living on the front page of our website right now is not safety certified. Not OSHA approved.
Steel is putting
OSHA approved. Steel approved. Dave approved. Anybody approved. The branches were too small for a chainsaw. There were no chaps. You were cutting fully bent over, all kinds of things wrong.
Steele's attorneys have just, you know.
Maybe we should go
back. They're busy writing disclaimers.
Maybe we should replace that video with, like, how to clean your paintbrush.
I think we need to get Dave. I think Dave needs to come out and do a
there you go.
A how-to video for us.
I would be happy to do that
there
for
you. There you go.
All right. It's Dave Ross. It is Steele Power Equipment available.
STIHL.
Orange, orange steel.
My garage is full of them. Great piece of equipment. Really is.
We've got a link to find your local dealer on rosieonthehouse.com. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Beth in Tucson, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure it was me. I have an apple tree that I transplanted, like 3 years ago, and it just does not like where it is. I was wondering, can I dig it up and put it in a big old pot?
Well, yeah, if you were going to do it, now'd be the time to do it before it starts budding and leafing back out, if it hasn't already. So hurry.
And I've got a peach tree on that same side that loves that area, and I was going to just put another peach tree where the apple tree had been.
Well, there you go. Get her done.
Great.
Leave now. Go to the nursery. Get a new peach tree and get that thing transplanted this weekend.
There you go, Beth. We appreciate the call. We've got Ron on some goat head wheeze. That's always a lot of fun. We'll get back right after this break and tackle that.